Hi, is this Lamar?
It is.
Oh, good. Hi, Lamar. Lamar, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke last week regarding branding your business on Google. I know that you were kind of waiting to hear back from a friend who does marketing. I wanted to follow up with you and see if we might be able to help you out.
Did you say you were working on, you would do the reviews also?
Of course. Yeah. You know, I mean, we get you on the first page, make sure you've got reviews for people to see, make sure that they've got all the good and compelling reasons why they should pick up the phone and call you. So it's almost 70 different directories, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, etc. All of them are important. All of them talk about your company, your services, and your service area. We'll link back to those verified listings on Google and Bing with your reviews attached.
Okay, and how long does it take? How long does it take for the website to be active?
So, you know, it takes us usually about 3 or 4 business days to get that up and running for you. I mean, we'll ask you to email us photos, and, of course, we'll talk to you about all the different services you want to be found for, you know, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, et cetera, what's unique about your business. We get that started right away. We do what we call the client interview. We get all that information, start creating that website, start creating out that all that content as well. It is month-to-month, if you remember, no long-term contract. Of course, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. Of course, you'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc.
Okay. I'm ready to go with are you building your own website? Or are you going already got built?
You know, we could use the website that you already have. I mean, we want to make sure you've got a website that that you like. But
you
we also
water,
do.
Big water tub.
Yeah, we do websites for clients that don't have one. So are you doing residential and commercial work?
Yes.
Okay. Any preference of one over the other? Or you kind of like the mix?
I prefer commercial.
Oh, you do prefer commercial. Okay. So
well,
we could focus on commercial work for you.
Oh, I'm looking at my phone. It's in my head.
Uh-huh. And you do have photos, right, that we can use to build out your website?
Yeah, I got photos.
Or any additional content? Okay, perfect. So did you have any other questions? I mean, being that it is a month-to-month service and that fixed flat rate of $199, is that something you would want us to do for your business? Kind of get you the detailed reporting and tracking so you can see how effective it is, have us earn your business 1 month at a time.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, I was asking, I mean, since it's a month-to-month service, is that something that you would want for your company at this point? To have us do that for you, optimize your business?
Oh, most definitely. And what did you say about the website?
Yeah, so you have an existing website. Would you want us to promote that website?
How do you gain access to that website?
So we don't really need to access your website. We just need to list your website on all the destinations, directories, submissions that we create for you. It's called off-page optimization. That's what's going to move your business and your website onto that first page where people would see it. And, of course, from there they give you a phone call. So whether you want us to promote your website or build a new website for you.
Yeah, I really have to do one.
Okay. Yeah, so we could do that for you. And, of course, we'll talk to you about the things you want us to put on that website and ask you to send us those photos. And like I said, it takes us about 3 or 4 business days to build that out for you. So as far as the business name is, it's Direct Concrete, right? That's how you want the company to be branded online?
Adult Concrete.
Can you say that again?
Dalt, D-A-L-T.
Okay. Is the phone number that we're speaking on the one that you would want your customers to call? Is it also the best number for... Okay. All right. And that's the number you want us to use to reach you as well regarding your account with us?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. And, of course, commercial and residential clients will call you directly. If they fill out the contact form on your website, say where they're located, what they want to have done, you get a text message as well as an email. So you know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system as well, so you know who to follow up with. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it. What is a good email address either for you or for your company?
Okay.
So what is that email address then?
It is Concrete, C-O-N-C-R-E-T-E, S-E-C, at yahoo.com.
Did you say S-B-C? Like S like Sam, B like boy, C like Charles?
Sam Edward Charlie.
Oh, okay. S-E-C. And that was at Yahoo?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. And then when we contact you regarding your account, we use phone, text, and email. Usually it's the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, email, text message, any of those, all of those?
All of those.
All of them? Perfect. And then, Lamar, you're service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. There's no physical street address for us to promote, no brick and mortar or show
them. Yeah, that's correct.
Customers never come to you.
No.
You always go to them. Okay. Yeah, and Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, even if it were a shop or an outside office. Since you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. You'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that street address. And then Lamar, that's L-A-M-A-R. What is your last name, sir?
Collier,
C-O-L-L-I-E-R. Okay. And then, Mr. Collier, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at that follow-up call calendar, that client interview calendar with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. It takes us about 25, 30 minutes. Everything that I mentioned earlier and a couple of other things that we'll want to make sure that we know, kind of dot the I's, cross the T's. And then if you don't have any other questions, the other thing I would do would be to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know it is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract, that we're reducing the rate to that $199, and then, of course, including the website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Okay. And then before I do that voice verification for that first payment, Lamar, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover, Mr. Collier? What works best for you, sir?
I owe you.
Say again?
I owe you.
Oh, okay. Well, I
you can just bill me for it, can't you?
Yeah, no.
It's going to be on a Visa.
Is the name on that card your name, the business name, or both? What works best?
My name is Collier.
Okay. And then you said it was a Visa card, right? So that should start with a 4, and they all do. If you want to go ahead and read that to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
4737-0200-2879-6290.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
10 of 2026.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
703.
So you said 703 on the back. October or 10 of 2026 was the expiration. And then, Mr. Collier, the card itself was at 4737-0200-2879-6290.
That is correct.
Okay. And what is the billing address of that card?
2203 First Street Southwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35805.
You said First Street, right? F-I-R-S-T?
Yeah. No, numerical number 1, S-T.
Uh-huh. Oh, gotcha. And then that's in Huntsville. Did you say 358-10?
05.
35205, right?
35805.
805. Okay, gotcha. And then, let's see. So let me pull up that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. And like I said, I'll do that voice verification. It is recorded, but like I said, you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question, but it is pretty straightforward. So give me just a second there to get
okay.
That set up. Okay. So Lamar reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Say it one more time now.
Just for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Dalt, D-A-L-T, Concrete, C-O-N-C-R-E-T-E.
You said D like David, right? D-A-L-T?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Materius Lamar Collier, owner.
Okay. And then, Lamar, as the owner of Dalt Concrete, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
That is correct.
Of course. You know, of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing address that you did just provide, that Visa card, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
I am. Look at the data for simple awareness.
Of course. And, you know, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign as well, since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you directly. Collier, we ask that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Lamar, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, Mr. Collier, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And it is a month-to-month service, and the reason that we ask is that we will make sure that all of your business online is accurate and consistent. All the different directories that we'll create for you. We certainly wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. Equally important is that there's no discrepancies. Everything is consistent and accurate. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Collier, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Lamar, that's fair enough.
Okay, right? Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Do y'all offer anything on the lines of Facebook marketing?
Yeah. I mean, Facebook's going to be one of the directories that we'll create. Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, and almost 70 directories that are all equally important to the public, known or unknown. So there is that social media aspect of it as well.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Okay, what if I want to optimize it?
Yeah. We will be able to upload photos, create content for you. And the reason that we ask, like I said, is we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll be the ones to create the website for you. And, of course, unless you get a showroom at some point, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with it being a month-to-month service and a fixed flat rate of $199 with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which you're actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today, the 21st of November, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. Mr. Collier, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is included at no additional cost. Mr. Collier, that means that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month and that same exact discounted rate of just $199. Again, that rate will never go up on you. As we offer our services completely at will on a month-to-month basis, there's no long-term contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Collier, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Lamar, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. Now, Mr. Collier, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification, and in the next couple of minutes, you're going to receive by our automated email the client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Email is fine. I'm driving.
That's fine. You'll get that email in a couple of minutes. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Central Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on there as well. Now, you'll receive all of that information once that payment is processed. Now, our finance department did attempt to process that payment just a minute ago, and we weren't able to process that payment. There's no specific reason pointing towards any inaccuracies in the information that we have. Is that $199 available?
Give me a couple hours. I got to move some money around.
Okay. All right. So let's take a look then at our client interview calendar for a couple of hours out, and then we can process that payment.
Yeah, I forgot. I ordered.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, that happens all the time.
My dad ordered shoes this morning, so I got to go move some money.
It's about 9:30 right now. Looking at the client interview calendar, there's an 11 o'clock, there's a 12 o'clock, and then in the afternoon there is a 3, a 4, and a 5 o'clock.
11 o'clock is fine.
11 o'clock? Okay. We can do 11 o'clock, and the funds would be available before then, right? Okay. So we'll schedule it from 11 until 12. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, kind of just those basic things that I mentioned earlier and a couple of other things. So sometime in that first half hour after 11 o'clock, between 11 and 11:30, they'll give you that call, and then it'll take about a half an hour from there. If I am available when that client interview technician is ready for that call, I'll be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician. I don't get a lot of notice, and like I said, I'm not sure if it's going to be 5 minutes after 11, 10, 15 minutes after 11. But if I'm not available, they'll give you that call directly, take good care of you. The other thing that I wanted to do here for you, just in case I'm not on that call and also for the future, is to set up a security question and answer. This is for your protection. Anybody who calls us and says they're affiliated with Dalt Concrete needs to know either the question and the answer, or at least the answer if we provide them with the question. And then anyone who calls you saying that they are with us, with Local Splash or with Google, they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also know, unprompted, both the security question and the answer. Now, your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Mr. Collier, which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet name.
And then what is the answer?
Tiny.
Tiny? Just T-I-N-Y?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I gotta enter that in twice. All right. And then the other thing, and you're not going to receive it until just once we process that payment, so it'll be just a few minutes before that follow-up call. You'll receive the written terms and conditions as well as that confirmation email. Now, the written terms and conditions, you're going to find that on an invoice email, a separate email that will be sent out to you. You'll also receive that link by text message. Our client interview technician can walk you through that, but we do just want you to kind of, at the very bottom, confirm that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, type in your first and last name as it appears in the billing, and then, of course, that lets us know that you know that it's the fixed flat rate, that we waived your setup fee, that we're including the website. It also allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. We don't receive that link, though, until we process the payment just a few minutes or so before that the 11 o'clock hour for that follow-up call. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email address as well. And then, of course, that calendar invite is really just more for your records. You don't need to respond to it, although many people do. And it's fine if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, and then it's going to have your username. Your username is your phone number, the number we're speaking on. Area codes included, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. And if you have correspondence to that support email, please just do reference your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing. But if all goes well with the processing of that payment, we'll give you a call around 11.
All right. just out of curiosity, if I want to optimize it and, like, you know, really push my website or push my online marketing, do I have any options for that?
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, a custom website that we would build?
I wouldn't necessarily say custom website, but, like, just to put it out there that much harder. If I want to go on Facebook that much harder.
Yeah.
To drive more customers.
Right, yeah. And you know, once we get things going for you, I mean, we can add even, like, paid Facebook ads to your account. But we definitely, you know, we want to make sure that you've got a budget-friendly option to get your phone ringing.
Right.
All right. So, like I said,
okay,
if I'm available... Oh, go ahead.
What about Google Pay per click?
Yeah, we do pay per click as well. I can send you an email with the different options for you. Right now, you've got the Pro package. We can always upgrade at a later date to either the Platinum or the Platinum Premier package. The Platinum package is the local SEO that you've got right now, including Facebook ads. And then the Platinum Premier is including Google ads. Now, it's $100 extra if you wanted to do Facebook ads. We can add those at any time. It would increase your monthly cost, of course, then from $199 to $299. Google, about almost a year and a half ago, raised their minimum requirement for Google paid ads, for what people still call AdWords, that pay-per-click campaign. It went from $100 a month to $300 a month. So if you wanted to do the Google ads, it would increase from $199 to $499. That $300 goes directly towards paying for those Google ads. We can do Google ads and Facebook ads. That would be $400 more per month above and beyond what you've already got going at the $199 a month. So I'll send you those different options. You can take a look at that as well. And then, of course, you know, we'll get started with that local campaign, and we'll give you that call around 11 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. And we'll wait to process that $199 until just about, you know, 15 minutes or so before 11.
Okay.
And it's just about, what, 9:37 right now. Give you plenty of time to transfer those funds over. Like I said, if I'm available when that client interview technician is ready for your call, I'll be on that call as well. If not, they'll take care of you. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Collier. Looking forward to getting this going for you. And like I said, hopefully I'll be available when they make that call, and we'll talk again a little later on.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lamar. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.